I first spoke to Dolly Parton in November of 2017.
Oh. My chair's squeaking.
Squeaky, yes. It's the squeaky one, right?
Oh, I know the squeaky chair gets the grease, but we don't have time for a lube job today. We got a show to do.
We sat down in a studio in Nashville in a squeaky chair in front of a mic that unfortunately had a little bit of a buzz in it. Dolly had just come off of her Pure and Simple tour.
She captured the hearts of generations.
That was the tour where she famously played the pan flute.
Oh, yeah, just for show. I'm not great at any of it, but I can make a good show. Okay. That's good. Better take off the jewels before I hammer and mess up a good take.
I had heard you play 20-something instruments. Is that right?
Oh, I play Adam.
Okay.
I don't play any of them well. The guitar is my best one. But I play a lot of mountain instruments, too. Dulcimer. Auto harp. Banjo, that kind of stuff.
And you play wind, too.
Well, that's the penny whistle. We do a little bit of an Appalachian thing that we... Just a little woodwind, but not. It's just the mountain sounds. It's not like something you'd learn or play in an orchestra. It's just got that old mountain sound.
Gotcha.
Yeah, anyhow.
Well, you know me. You just ask and I'll just tell it as I know it or as I feel it or what I want you to hear.
So I decided to start the interview by playing her some stuff of hers.
I'd love to play some of your early stuff.
Okay.
This one, just tell me what comes to mind when you hear it.
Being born was the worst and the first mistake I ever made.
Wow.
What is that first line?
Oh, being born was the worst mistake I ever made. The doctor didn't spank me. He just slapped me in the face. Well, as a writer, you want to come up with all those. You want to come up with some really good lines if you're a really good songwriter.
Where does that come from?
That was really, really early on in those early days. Oh, I used to write a lot of sad-ass songs.
Let me explain the reason I wanted to start with the sad-ass songs. Growing up in the early 80s, I mean, one of my main associations with Dolly before this project was that she was sort of a punchline. Or like she was her own punchline. You know, like I remember she would go on Leno or Letterman.
You look terrific. And upstairs earlier today we were discussing your weight.
They talk about her weight for a little while. They then talk about how she looks. And then inevitably...
People are always asking if they're real and...
Oh, I would never...
They'd start talking about her breasts.
But I would give about a year's pay to peek under there.
They'd joke about her breasts. But then she would make an even better joke about her breasts.
Do you know what's worse than a giraffe with a sore throat? And they say, no, what? And the answer is Dolly Parton with a chest cold.
Here's another example.
The headline on the other major news story today, to which we intend to devote some time, is very simple. Hello, Dolly.
Yes. The first cloned sheep was known as Dolly the Sheep.
This is Helen Morales, author of the book Pilgrimage to Dollywood.
Scientists managed to clone a cell.
A single mammary cell from a six-year-old ewe.
Well, and that cell was from a mammary gland. So these men thought it would be a good idea.
I thought it would be a good idea to call a Dolly after Dolly Parton.
To call it Dolly.
I don't think I need to explain any more than that.
But the sting in that story is, and characteristically Dolly Parton, is that when she heard about this, she invited the sheep, when it had served its scientific purpose, to come and live at Dollywood.
So when you go on these shows and they make a joke about you and you double the joke, what is that? Part of me loves that, but part of me thinks, why wouldn't you just tell these people, like, come on, I have written 5,000 songs. Ask me about my songs. So I don't know. I have two thoughts at once.
Why would I go out with my tits hanging out, showing them, pushing them out there, and not expect somebody to make some kind of a comment on it? And I know what they're thinking, so I'd rather say it before they do. And then we get that off our chest, so to speak, right up front. And
that's a good pun, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I've said it before. But I really do. Like, I just think, well, you know, I mean, this is how I look. Of course you're going to notice it.
Yeah.
See, I do that, too, for the public. I mean, it's like a little comedy thing.
In that last sentence, by the way, Dolly was actually referencing something she'd once told Barbara Walters, like, years ago.
Show business is a money-making joke, and I just always like telling jokes.
But do you ever feel that you're a joke, that people make fun of you?
Oh, I know they make fun of me. But actually, all these years, the people, you know, has thought the joke was on me, but it's actually been on the public.
So yeah, growing up, and I think I speak for many people of my generation when I say this, at least many men, Dolly Parton was seen as this kind of joke maker. This cloud of jokes always swirling around her. You know, jokes people would make about her, that she would make about herself, maybe on the public. I don't know, but her persona was so big that often it was the only thing that got noticed. But then a few things happened that completely changed at least my own personal opinion of who Dolly Parton is, who she actually is.